For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A group of Gardner residents are pushing for new restrictions to the annual bison hunt near Yellowstone National Park's north entrance. But at a recent interagency meeting, tribal representatives say some of these changes would violate their treaty rights. Residents for years have expressed concerns about safety and aesthetics of the hunt, calling Gardner Ground Zero. They and tribal recreation and agriculture groups met with agency representatives this Wednesday to discuss the possibility of expanding no-hunting zones around Gardner. Bear Creek Council member Nathan Varley says one of the recommendations is to increase the no-hunting buffer zone around Beattie Gulch, one of the most heavily used bison hunting areas several miles outside of Gardner.
It's a very popular recreation area. There's also quite a number of residences, private lands, and even businesses along that road. And they're, you know, literally across the road from the hunt area.
The council recommends wildlife managers add 100 yards to the 200-yard hunting buffer at Beattie Gulch and a 150-yard buffer along parts of the Jardine and Travertine roads northeast of the town. It also suggested a carcass removal program. Varley says residents are worried about stray bullets during the hunt and about carcass piles attracting bears and wolves long after. He says they're also concerned that seeing bison remains could hurt tourism, which is the economic heartbeat of Gardner.
We do have a community there, and we have to be responsive to that.
That's Mary Erickson, supervisor of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. She says there are a lot of logistical challenges to removing carcasses and asked who would be expected to pay for it. But Erickson says she's not dismissing the idea.
You know, if we have a quiet year and not that many bison come out and you don't have that many carcasses, but if we had a huge winter and a lot of bison come out, you still will have the killing fields right in Beattie Gulch. And, you know, the idea of 400 carcasses there is just not okay. So I do want to have a plan.
A late winter this year resulted in fewer bison leaving Yellowstone. Around 100 bison were killed by hunters compared to over 300 in 2018. When Erickson recommends a subcommittee of bear biologists look at whether there's some kind of trigger or threshold where the number of bison carcasses becomes problematic, someone in the audience laughs and says, one. But several tribal members say Gardner itself is an attractant to grizzly bears. Dumpsters, pet food, and fruit trees can draw bears to people's homes and businesses. Red Wing Two Moons works for the Fish and Wildlife Commission of the Nez Perce tribe.
My Indian name is Wa'aptis Ilp Ilp Lepit Hisumtux. I'm from the Nimipu Nez Perce tribe.
He says he used to resist the Yellowstone bison hunt because it goes against his tribe's tradition of hunting in the summer, long after bison have given birth. But his family talked him into it with the caveat that he would only hunt bulls, not pregnant cows.
It's a lot of hard work. It's cold. People get fatigued.
Red Wing Two Moons says he and his family take the meat, bones, fur, and some of the organs with them. He says he didn't like Bear Creek Council's recommendation that hunters be required to remove the gut piles as well, which can weigh 200 to 300 pounds.
It would be harder to move the guts because all that grass, all their food's fallen out. And so for my family, it would be extremely hard to move.
Red Wing Two Moons says increasing the no-hunting zones in Gardner would violate tribal treaty rights.
They're trying to take away what little we have, and we're trying to push back because of it's already 150 yards shooting zone, and that took away a lot what we used to be able to hunt. And so now we're just in a little section that we're already butting heads with other tribal hunters and state hunters because of we're shoulder to shoulder in a small zone.
The interagency bison management team agreed to study potential impacts of expanding the no-hunt zones. And they agreed with Bear Creek Council's recommendation to increase hunter and resident education about the annual hunt. Sabrina Strauss with Bear Creek Council says she's encouraged that the interagency team is going to look at some of the recommendations, but she's frustrated with the slow process.
The bison is a national mammal, and it's still not a wild, free-ranging bison. And I think the public needs to know that because it's their bison. And we need everyone to fight for the bison to be free.
Hunting is just one strategy managers use to keep Yellowstone's bison population in check and prevent the spread of a disease that could affect cattle. The interagency team mandates the park to slaughter hundreds of bison each year. It plans to set hunting and culling goals at its December meeting. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.